All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, with the combine upon us, we like to gather all of the tidbits and rumors and present them in one segment because it'd be totally ridiculous to do a long form of it. Music, please. Really thought we weren't doing this. Okay, that's tremendous.
This music is perfect for the first question.
Let me hear it.
Tua, his hands, two different sizes. One 10 inches, one 9 7/8. Burrow, 9-inch hands.
Roughly 8, maybe 10, 12 inches.
Does the hand size really matter?
No. Listen, Jared Goff has Burger King hands. He still plays in the league. The only thing that it impacts, fumbles. I mean, that's always been what it is. You get hit in the pocket, you got small mittens, I mean, a ball's going to pop out. Here's a newsflash. If you don't keep your quarterback clean, nothing good happens. I'm not going to freak out about that. You mean to tell me I'm not supposed to draft Joe Burrow because you don't like the size of his hands? Did anyone talk about Joe Burrow's hands when he was throwing 60 touchdowns and almost 6,000 yards at LSU this year? I'm going to go ahead and just say I'm moving on.
Hey, baby, I got those rumors for you.
Well, here's a rumor.
Double-teaming hot guys.
Brady's agent and the Patriots are supposed to meet during the combine. Does Brady and the – do they come up with terms before he hits free agency March 17th?
I still – maybe it's because I want him to be evil and leave and create this amazing story that I still think he's leaving. The only way I think they come to terms, David, is if they give him that open market deal. I feel like he's given them so many years of deals that, like, if they come back at 2 at 70 or 2 at 65, that, yeah, he would return. But I don't think they're doing it.
Open wide. I got some of those rumors.
God almighty.
You mentioned Chase Young earlier. He's not doing any drills during the combine.
He doesn't need to. He looks amazing.
Just for our ticket texter from yesterday, is there an injury situation?
No.
Or is he just content with his draft position and that's why he's not working?
I think
out?
He's guaranteed to go number two to his hometown team. He's a DC kid. He knows number one's not in play and he ain't going to fall past two. What do you got to gain? $10? Risk blowing your knee out or doing something stupid? Submitting yourself to unnecessary stress? Nah, he's all set.
Rumors.
Thank you for that.
Stephon Diggs erased everything Vikings from his IG account.
You know, Sully did the same thing for the station. Bye, Mike.
So GM Rick Spielman says that they want Diggs on the roster in 2020. Diggs didn't seem happy most of the season.
No, he's miserable.
Will he be on another roster in 2020?
Okay, you've put me in an impossible situation here. Because doesn't that seem like there's a come-to-Jesus meeting?
Possibly.
I think it's just got to be one meeting and you find out in or out. And then, David, look, they're at their best with both him and Thielen. There's no arguing. I can't see a scenario where they're better without him or it behooves them to get rid of him. But he clearly, there were deep-seated issues there. His demonstrative behavior on and off the field, sidelines. That's got to come to Jesus meeting written all over it. Now, what happens in that meeting would dictate whether he's there or not. But Would you be surprised like I would if he's not there? It just doesn't make sense.
I may not be surprised based on my next question to you.
Oh.
The wide receiver class is the talk of the draft. Experts believe that there will be 6 taken in the first round, a total of 15 taken through round 2. Is this wide receiver class this good, and could this possibly be the reason they move on from Diggs in Minnesota?
Okay, yes to both. I think this class is every bit the Mike Evans, Odell Beckham Jr., Sammy Watkins year. I mean, this is a big-time class. I mean, Jerry Jeudy is outstanding. C.D. Lamb is like your 2-yard screen pass for a touchdown legend. Even late in the first round with guys like Chenault from Colorado, you know, Ruggs from Bama. I mean, it is awesome. So, sure, I'll answer yes to both of it there, David, to hell with it.
Big and juicy rumors.
Let's move on to one of Sully's favorite players in the NFL. According to Stephen Jones, the Cowboys haven't spoken to Dak's representatives about a contract since before the season.
Because they don't need to.
But he says he's our quarterback. Is this just they're going to tag him no matter what?
I think they tag him. If he performs to the level they want, they'll give him the $35 a year next year. If he doesn't, then he's lowered his price. They have all the leverage. The guys, it's not Kirk Cousins. When Cousins was offered 20 and wanted 25, and you know, salaries weren't where they're headed. Mahomes is going to get 40. I think it's a smart move by the Cowboys here because Dak's demands are so high. Fine. What do we got to lose? We're either going to pay you to 35 because you're awesome, or you're going to be so bad we get you at a discount and get rid of you. I mean, I'm actually okay with it.
Succulent, delicious rumors.
So this one here is
how did you say that with a straight face?
I really have no idea.
Succulent.
Thank you.
Delicious rumors.
This one's a two-parter for one team, the Carolina Panthers. They're speaking on both sides here.
You got to get rid of Cam.
Panthers head coach Matt Rhule is encouraged by the progress Cam Newton is making in his rehab. Expectation was that they were going to move on from Cam Newton. Then on the other side, all throughout the stadium there in Indianapolis, there's increasing chatter regarding Carolina trading up for the first overall pick. What is going on in Carolina? Are they keeping Cam? Are they trading up for a quarterback?
All right, I don't believe Cam Newton will play there. But the reason they're talking about moving up to one is because they hired Joe Brady. Joe Brady is Joe Burrow's guy. The problem, just lay out for me on a draft value chart what you'd have to do to go from number 7 overall, I believe, to number 1.
Yes.
David, it would be crippling to Matt Rhule and that franchise and David Tepper.
Yeah.
I
that would be worse from Redskins when they traded up from 6.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could try, but I no. But I don't believe Cam's going to play there. No.
How do those rumors feel to you? Good.
Yeah, that wonderful.
And final one here. I just want your opinion here. This year, the NFL is changing their process of the combine. The drills and everything is in prime time television.
Like it. I don't like it.
You a fan?
No, hell no. Because then we don't get the sweet updates during the show. And all I care about is rooting for radio. Plus, I'm not going to watch this in prime time. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. No, put it back in the daytime. They're just so greedy with everything. That's all it is. Thank you for those succulent, delicious rumors.
Your wife's going to love my rumors.
Oh, that's just wonderful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.